The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Well, a little sunshine, but it is really cold out there, still at 1 degree above zero. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Joining us right now, the president of the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, Thelma Castillo. Good morning, Thelma.
Good morning, Paul.
Not exactly Chamber of Commerce weather out there, but it is what it is. It's February, right?
Well, it's very sunny out there.
There
so
is
if
that.
If you weren't out there, you could think it's a chamber kind of day.
There you go. I was just looking at your calendar on your website. It's pretty full. You guys got a lot going on, even despite the fact that much of it is done on Zoom. You're still keeping folks connected, aren't you?
We sure are. As you know, that's what our chamber always tries to do, is make sure we can engage our members. And we actually have a business after 5 tomorrow, and it is going to be on Zoom, but actually Joyce and I are going to be at Alexander's Fine Jewelers, actually doing the Zoom from there. And they're going to be providing us with some gifts. So hopefully we'll have people will join in and get a chance to win some prizes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's really nice. What else you got coming up in the weeks ahead?
So obviously we have our normal monthly programs, which includes some educational programs. We have actually today we have a lunch and learn with Josh Sable, who's the founder and director of the industry. He's presenting Build Your Future While Enjoying Your Present. And then we have a breakfast brief next week, how to run a better business in 2021. Obviously, you know, we could all use some of those tips from Peter. And then we have actually a panel discussion coming up for our nonprofits on March 2nd. And we're pretty excited about that. It's a corporate panel partnership. We'll have some foundations as well as some corporate people giving advice to our nonprofits on how, you know, they can tap into some, maybe some dollars that are out there that they may not be aware of, and see how other corporations are doing things. And then we actually have a new program coming up that we're pretty excited about. And that is, we've tried to do it the last couple of years, but we've always been so busy, right, in January and February that before we know it, March 8th has always flown by. And it's always been a little too late to do the program. But since this year it's a little different, we decided to do a program on International Women's Day. And the theme is Choose Your Challenge. And we have a number of women who will be telling their story, their achievements, and, you know, why it's important to celebrate this day. This day is celebrated internationally since 1911, I believe. And so we're going to do the program this year. It's going to be moderated by our chair, Keely Baraboo, and it's sponsored by Donna Neister. So we're pretty excited about it. We know it's going to be a fabulous program. It's open to the entire membership. And, you know, it's going to be a fun hour of hearing the different stories where they've, you know, been able to achieve a lot of great things in our community and outside of our community. So we're pretty excited about that. You're right. We have a lot of things going on. You know, we can never rest on our laurels. We always want to make sure that we're supporting our small business owners and encouraging people to shop and dine locally.
And I think people have been doing that. I know it hasn't been easy for any area business owners, but they're, a lot of them hanging in there and doing what they can. And the good news is there is also some relief available. And I know that, at the federal level, they're still debating, you know, how much and when to make some of that available. But I feel like the EDA and others and the chamber are, you know, doing what they can to help those business owners know what kind of help is available to them when they need it.
You know, I agree with you. There is a lot of opportunities out there for people to tap into some dollars to help them stay afloat. But I know I've talked to a lot of business owners, and they really just want to be open. They really just want to, you know, run their business like they did before. Obviously, in these times, it's a little more difficult to do that because of all the executive orders, as well as the, you know, the fear that somebody could get COVID and something could happen to them. So we understand those parameters, but I know people would rather be able to run their business than get something from the government.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully at some point in time, at the end of 2021, we'll be able to have in-person events. We'll be able to do somewhat normal type of activities that a Chamber of Commerce likes to do. And our members, they want to engage with one another. They want to talk face-to-face. You know, they like Zoom, but they really wanted that touchy-feely type of interaction.
Yeah, I think that's what people are really missing and really looking forward to. And I think people, you know, maybe we kind of took that for granted for a while. We were maybe even a little exhausted. You know, you look at your schedule and every night you got something going on somewhere where you've got to be, you know, face to face with people. Take that away for a year, year and a half, and pretty soon you realize how important that is.
You know, you're right about that, Paul. I think sometimes we forgot some things or small things that really do matter. And it's interesting because, James Free gave a number of people in the community a book called 13 Ways to Kill Your Communities. And it's ironic in terms of the title, but there's a lot of great messages in there in terms of how you need to continue to evolve and not be complacent and really take the chance, invite people to come to your communities, invite people to take a risk and really be open about it. And I'll tell you, it's right on point in terms of things that a community needs to do to continue to thrive and be relevant in these times. And it's a quick read, but I just finished the book yesterday, and I think it's a great book to be read.
Good recommendation. Hey, by the way, Thelma, pitchers and catchers report next week.
We're excited, right? Hopefully 2020. Good baseball season for the Detroit Tigers.
I hope, yeah, I hope it's a good season. I hope it's a full season, and I hope that they let a few of us go to the games. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be nice, and hopefully those put the same type of parameters in that the NFL did in terms of all the testing to make sure that they stay safe. And, you know, their percentage of people testing positive was very, very low, and hopefully they'll do the same thing with baseball. And you know, people would love to go to games, and hopefully they'll be able to do that in Florida, at least for spring training, and then once it gets warm here, too. So it's a new day, right?
It is.
It's a sunny day, and it's 2021, and the future's right at our feet. So hopefully we'll be able to go to those games.
Sure hope so. Thelma, thanks for all that you and your team there at the Chamber are doing, keeping everybody focused and moving forward.
Thank you, Paul, and we appreciate Radio First and WPHM for giving us the opportunity to share what we're doing as a chamber and to share what our members are doing as well. So thank you so much. Until next month.
All right.
Take care.
Talk later. Bye-bye.